Ing's Sister, Oakland, California, July 3, 1883. Dear Sister Ing's, we arrived here all safe, and I feel thankful that the prospect is that I shall not run down as I did 6 weeks ago. I came very near it, but with care I think I shall escape this time. I have feelings of great exhaustion, but I am of good courage. I shall improve. I wrote nothing to you yesterday because I hardly knew what to write, and now I think it will be best to return to Healdsburg as soon as we can rally our forces. I may go this week, may not go before next week, but I am in a hurry to get all settled down and rush this book. I want Sister Ing's released entirely from housework and to do only that which is essential for exercise. I am sorry that you have done as you have at San Jose. This made me anxious to break up there as soon as possible, to place ourselves where you could be free to write. I hope Alice will come at once. I rode out yesterday afternoon, called on Sister Hannon, Lily Carruth, and Mrs. Vickery. It was a pleasant drive, and the horse seems well enough. We had no difficulty with him. I feel some way in a hurry to be at home at Healdsburg. I am glad I came yesterday, because I suffered none with heat here. It is cooler than in San Jose or in Healdsburg. I thought I should have finished my letter, but I was called away and have been in council with Elders Wagoner, S. N. Haskell, Willie, and Mary White, and some very important matters are settled. We cannot consent to the selling of the Health Institute. Elder Haskell writes in reference to this matter. This forenoon, another decision was made in regard to matters of publication. So, at the first moment I could leave, I am again writing. I slept well last night and hope to gain strength today. I look back upon my stay at San Jose with pleasure. We canvassed the matter this morning, whether it would be for the best interest of the cause to delay the opening of the school a few weeks. We considered it would have some advantages and some disadvantages, but decided it would not be best to change the time of commencement now, although it was at first thought best to do so to give more time for canvassers and missionary workers. But the time will not be changed. We hope the Lord will impart His Spirit to the workers in the field of San Jose, and that there may be souls saved there. We must sow beside all waters, not knowing which shall prosper, this or that. I want matters so arranged that you, Sister Ing's, will be relieved of all responsibility in house cares. We want your mind to be turned more fully to preparing matter for the press, for you can do this, and then my work will be accomplished with greater expediency. If Marion, Davis, has no care to prepare articles for the paper, all will be well. She can press the book, Volume 4. If you choose to come this week, we will find good places to remain till after the Sabbath. With respect to you all, I remain your sister in Christ.